Good afternoon, you're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, October 4th. Today's show is pre-recorded because your host is up on the mountain, getting high on Mount Whitney, 14,000 feet. By the time you hear this show, hopefully I will have summited and I'm on my way home. Bike Sport Radio has some race sounds also. Featuring race sounds of Elite Track Nationals. We've got the finishing moments of the Elite Women's Scratch Race coming at you now, and race results also coming at you later.
Hammer doesn't need to cross the line first, and she's already a lap up. It's one lap to go, one lap to go, one lap to go, and Higgins is coming to the front. Higgins is coming to the front, driving the pace. It's Triplett and Hayduk, Triplett and Hayduk right there. So it's Higgins, Triplett, Hayduk coming into the final turn. So they're heading for home. It's Higgins at the front, Triplett behind, Hayduk behind. It's Higgins. Can she hold off the hard-charging Triplett? And she does. So Higgins second, Triplett third, Hayduk fourth. Hammer taking the race. All of this unofficial unless I preface it otherwise. Thank you, ladies. And it's time for the 1 kilometer.
Sport Radio also had a chance to do several interviews and visited Cross Vegas, Sounds of Racing at Cross Vegas, the start of the Wheelers and Dealers, several interviews with Interbike suppliers, Bob Roll himself from Interbike, Canary, Four Eyes, Bikealog, a lot of new products there at Interbike, and also some sounds from Racers and Chasers promoter Robert Herber. Had a chance to talk with him as well. So let's get into some race results right now. Okay, here's our race results for portions of the Elite National Track Championships held at the ADT Home Depot Center in Carson. September 29th with the Omnium Flying Laps out of Mertztown, Pennsylvania. Bobby Lee picking up the win for Lion of Flanders. Women's Pros, Category 1, 2, 3's Flying Laps, Sarah Hammer, Ouch Pro Cycling. Also in the Women's Pro 1, 2, 3 points race, Sarah Hammer also getting that win, Ouch Pro. And the Men's Pros and Category 1, 2 points race, Bobby Lee, Lion of Flanders, was your winner. Men's Category 1s and 2s, Elimination, Race Labs Under 23 Cycling Teams, Ian Moore, out of Long Beach. Your new champ. Sarah Hammer picking up the elimination race for the women. And in the individual pursuit, Sarah Hammer also taking that win for Ouch Pro Cycling. Individual pursuit men's, Bobby Lee. The team pursuit on September 30th at the Elite Nationals. In the men's team pursuit, riding for Ouch, Daniel Harm, Cody O'Reilly, Roman Kill, and Austin Carroll, Brent Kay. Those are your winners. Women's Elite Team Pursuit, Elite Nationals, Carrie Higgins, Ruth Winder, and Hannah Alves Hyde. In the Scratch Race. And you just heard some scratch race results for the women's race out of Kirkland, Washington. Puget Sound Cycling Club's Jenny Reed picking up that win. Second place going to Colleen Hayduk, riding for Verducci Breakaway Racing. And third place, Jennifer Triplett from Lake Washington Bello. In the men's elite scratch race, third place going to Jack Symes. Second place, Bobby Lee, and your winner, Jamie Carney, out of Tucson, Arizona. In the sprints, men's elite sprints, rounding out the podium in third place, Affinity Cycles, David Espinosa. Second place, Momentum Cycling, powered by Hawk Relay. out of Bakersfield, James Watkins. And your winner, Bike Religion's Gideon Massey, out of Cypress, California. The Kieran, Women's Kieran, third place going to Classic Cycling Essentials, Elizabeth Carlson from Pennsylvania. Second place, River City Racing's Anissa Cobb out of Portland, Oregon. And your winner, the Home Depot Center Team's Dana Feiss, Women's Kieran. And in the individual pursuits, Men's Open and Elite, third place picked up by Roman Killen, second place Daniel Harm, and your winner on the USA National Team, Adam Leibovitz, out of Indianapolis, Indiana. Women's Open, individual pursuit, third place out of Oakland, California, Bellap Racing's Elizabeth Newell. Second place going to Peanut Butter & Company 2012, Pro-Man Hit Squad's Kerry Higgins. And your winner, running for Chester County Cycling Foundation and Team Alliance Environmental out of Emmaus, Pennsylvania, Kimberly Geist. That was the individual pursuit. Elite Track Nationals race results. September 19th. Southern California Cyclocross Series opened up with the Urban Cyclocross, brought to you by Palos Verdes Grupo Ciclismo and Rackster Racks, Sprocket Cycles in Redondo Beach as well. Men's Juniors 10 through 14, fourth place going to Frankie Reed of Bike Palace Back on Track, third place Chela Pacific's Drew Campaign, second place Team Velocity's Kenji Yoshimoto. And your winner from Bike Palace Back on Track, state champion Duncan Reed. Junior men's 15 through 18, third place going to Evan Hibbard, second place Encino Velo's Edward Horvett. And your winner from Bike Palace Back on Track, Rick Riddell. In the pro men's and open category, Gary Duville, Platinum Performance Cycling, taking third place. Second place, Bike Religion's Jason Siegel. And your winner from Aliso Viejo, Dana Weber. Women's Elite, third place going to Julie Guthrie for Now MS Society. Second place, Nancy Klinger. And your winner from Platinum Performance Cycling, Amanda Schaefer. Men's Category 4s, taking third place, PA Remix Realities' Colin Rose. Second place going to Now MS Society's Will Ostrander. And your winner from Burn Invert, Dan Runhar out of Seattle, Washington. Women's Category 3-4s, Carol Ruckel picking up third place for Team Possibilities, Gary Fisher. Second place, Now MS Society's Julie Guthrie. And your winner from Trabuco Canyon, Carissa Compa. In the Masters 55, third place going to Bike Man's Roger Jorgensen. Second place, Bike Palace Back on Track's James Riley. And your winner, fellow Allegros, Frank Sid. Masters 35 plus, third place, PA Remix Realities, James Stathis. And it was an LA Velocity sweep for second and first. Second place going to Coley King, and your winner, Bruce Wayman, both riding for LA Velocity. In the Masters 45 and over, third place taken by PAA Remax Realities, David Turner. Second place and first place, a sweep by Palos Verdes Grupo Ciclismo's Dave Nodiak in second, and Michael Marks in first. And in the men's category 3s and 4s, third place, Herbalife Lagrange's Peter Brandenburg. And a second and first place sweep on the podium, Link Cycling's Josh Compa in second, and Troy Gillish from Laguna Niguel picking up the win. That was the Urban Cyclocross season opener for Southern California Cyclocross, September 19th. Rim Nordic's Autumn Cup in Running Springs. Men's Category 1 single speed, Jason Butler picking up that win. Men's Category 1 19 through 24, Taylor Lamson from Bear Valley Bikes. In the men's Category 1 Masters 30 to 34, Griffith Vertican, Bear Valley Bikes. Category 1 Masters 50 to 54, Steve Herrera in second, and Dean Swank picking up the win. Masters 60 plus, Eric Storm out of Apple Valley taking that win. Cat 2 single speed men, Dave Heckel getting the win in there. And in the women's Category 3, 19 through 29, Allison Hyde picking up that win. Juniors, junior cross country men's, third place going to Evan Williams, second place Joey Muser, and your winner Nicholas Schultz in the juniors, 18 and under. Women's junior, category 3, third place Cheyenne Comer, second place Courtney Comer, and your winner Ellie Williams. And in the men's pros, rounding out the podium, Romolo Forsina with third place, riding for Change Required. Second place going to Geo Ladders, Doug Andrews. And your winner for Bear Valley Bikes, John Noble. That was the Autumn Cup at Running Springs, California, brought to you by Rim Nordic Racing.
And chasers, results. Coahuila Creek in the beginner men's 15 and 18, Dan Mays picking up the win. Beginner men's 19-29, Bryce Knudsen. 30-39 beginners, Jason Fabini. Beginner men's 40-49, Michael Stutz. Beginner men's 50-59, Pat Herter. Clydesdale, James McGill was your winner. And the U25 junior beginners, Pierce Main. And the beginner women's 50-59, Ann Zevely. In the pro men, your pro men's winner, Guy Sutton, followed by Chris Crosby for second, and Hal Helbach rounding out the podium. Pro men's single speed, your winner was Aaron Hawk. In the sport men's 40-44, Daron Dodera was your winner. Sport men's 45-49, Stephen Glick. Sport men's 50-59, Brad House. Sport men's Clydesdale, Jim Burleson. Sportman single speed, Michael Rammer was your winner. The beginner women's single speed, Rochelle Suarez picked up that win. Expert men's single speed, David Heckel.
Where was I?
First timers men, Christian Vincenzi.
Yeah, I'm Rochelle.
First timers women's, Amanda Bauer. And in the sportmen's 30-34, Jay Russ. And the sportmen's 35-39, your winner was Leonard Geiger. And that is the Racers and Chasers Series Finals at Coahuila Creek here on Bike Sport Radio.
Upcoming events. Coming up on Sunday, October 10th. Central California Off-Road Cyclists presents the Homegrown Cyclocross at Woodward Park in Fresno. 10 o'clock a.m. start time for Category 3s and 4s. And a 45-minute race featuring the feature event at 12:30, a one-hour race for the men's elite and women's elite, Category 1s through 3s. Woodward Park is located in Fresno, corner of Audubon and Friant Road. And you can find full details on the Homegrown Cyclocross at valleycx.com. That's valleycx.com. Homegrown Cyclocross coming up Sunday, October 10th. Then on Sunday, October 17th, Urban Cyclocross event number 2 with the Corba Fat Tire Festival. The Corba Fat Tire Festival is held at Castaic Lake, and it's their annual fundraiser. Corba is the Concerned Off-Road Bicycle Association, and they advocate for you, the mountain biker and cyclocrosser who wants access to trails in Southern California throughout the Santa Monica and San Gabriel Mountains areas. support Korba and its Fat Tire Fest. By attending the Fat Tire Festival, huge exhibitors, demo bikes, huge raffle. The raffle alone is well worth it. And all of your fees also include a lunch and raffle tickets. And they go towards supporting one of the finest off-road advocate groups in Southern California. That's Korba, the Korba Fat Tire Festival. Race entry for the cyclocross is free, and it's included with your entry in the Fat Tire Festival. Find out full details on the Fat Tire Fest and the Urban Cyclocross. There's also kids' activities and poker rides, rides for everyone. There's a night ride as well the night before, brought to you by Lights and Motion. You don't want to miss it. Register early and get an extra 10 raffle tickets at the Korba Fat Tire Festival. Visit korbamtb.com, korbamtb.com, for details on the Fat Tire Fest and Urban Cyclocross race number 2. So we got race sounds coming up now from the Urban Cyclocross and Cahilla Creek Mountain Bike Cross Country Races. Enjoy some race sounds at Bike Sport Radio.
Bike Sport Radio is still here at Interbike with Bob Roll. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing good.
Say hi to Bike Sport Radio and tell us a rollism.
I got one rollism for everybody. What happens in Vegas stays with you the rest of your life, so be careful.
Oh, dear. All right. You heard it on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Bob.
A pleasure.
Rax Durax, a big supporter of the Urban Cyclocross this year. And again, the Category 4s are on the start line with the single speed category 4s at the Urban Cyclocross. Tons of riders out here. Thanks again for coming, you guys. Good luck, and listen up to your instructions from your chief starter, and have a great race. Okay, on the line now is the Category 4 single speeders. They are off. They are off. They only have one gear. That's right, one gear. Single speeders. Annette Padilla racing, one of the women riders racing with the men's single speed here at the Urban Cyclocross, and they are off on their start. Portions of today's race are featured on Bike Sport Radio. Visit Bike Sport Radio at bikesportradio.us. We're carried through killradio.org. Bike Sport Radio, one of the sponsors today, sponsoring the youth series, is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. All right, where is our leader? Our leader's coming through shortly in the beginners. Beginner men's. Urban Cyclocross Series, race number 1. And a special shout out and thanks to Palos Verdes Grupo, the host club today, who helped set up this great course out here at the Urban Cyclocross. And there's our leader right now in the beginners, Brian Brusick of Bear Valley Bikes, leading lap number 1. He's closely followed by PAA Remax rider 358, right on his wheel, Colin Rose, and they are on their first lap. Those are two leaders in the beginner. And third place, LA Velocities, Will Allstrander, going by there. Okay, we're on two laps to go, two to go for the beginners with gears and the beginners single speed as well. And congratulations to our winners in the first heat, the juniors, junior boys 10 through 14, Bike Palace Back on Tracks, Duncan Reed. And also the juniors 15 to 18, Bike Palace Back on Tracks, Rick Riddell picking up those wins. And points for the overall team competition at the Urban Cyclocross. All right, we got one lap to go. One to go. There's the bell. Woo! Will Ostrander sitting in second place. And first race of the season for him. But Dan Runhar from Jet City was your leader, the beginners. One lap to go. One to go for Remax Realty rider 358. That's Colin Rose riding for PA Remax. And again, right now, Dan Punhar is your leader from Jet City in the Category 4s. One to go. One to go for 402 in the single speed. Thad Sparrow, one lap to go. One lap to go. One to go for 361. Brian Sullivan riding for Velo Allegro. And again, our series Category 4 leader has just descended the downhill. That's Dan Punhar riding for Jet City Cycling. Will Ostrander, LA Velocity in second, going up the double run-up, and another rider trying to close in on him, but it's looking like it's pretty clear. First, second, and third in the Category 4. All right, and once again, portions of the race are featured on Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio is all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes at the Urban Cyclocross. And again, waiting for our finisher to come by here. Any second now. All right, put your hands together for this winner. Congratulations, Jet City's Dan Punhar, picking up the win in the Category 4 Men's Urban Cyclocross, race number one in a series of five races. Five races going on for the Urban Cyclocross Series. Our next race is October 17th in conjunction with Corba's Fat Tire Festival. And this is a fundraiser for Corba. Corba is a concerned off-road bicycle association, and they are the advocate group for trail access for bicycles throughout San Gabriel's and Santa Monica Mountains. Second place coming down the road here in the fours, Will Ostrander. Congratulations. LA Velocity picking up second place. And a close third there, PA Remax. 358 Colin Rose finishing up, rounding out the podium. And I think, could this be our single speed winner maybe? A single speed finisher, nope. Thad Sparrow coming here from Cello Pacific. Hey, once again, the Masters 45s only should be on the start line for the Urban Cyclocross race number one. And thanks, everybody, for coming out. We appreciate you coming out here for the Urban Cyclocross. Listen up for your instructions. Have a great race. All right. Big field out here. Masters 45 starting, getting their final instructions. We've got some really fast riders out there. Dave Nodiak, Michael Marks, riding for PB Group, or your host club, Cello Pacific. Also, Greg Page from Cal Pacific Export Packers. John Furlong, Shoer Sonnens. And Motor Tabs, David Chambers on the line. Dan Nelson from Encino Velo. More Shoer Sonnens riders, Mark Lundgren. They'll be starting on a whistle. And here we go. Here we go. There is the whistle. Where's the whistle? They're going to start on the whistle. Everybody's anticipating the whistle. I see leg muscles twitching. Oh, false start. Oh, there we go. They're off. Michael Marks with a little jump there. And look at him go. Giant factory team. Michael Marks takes the lead right at the start. The Masters 45 plus. Cool. Masters 55s. Roll up to the line now. Masters 55s. You're going to be up next. Four laps to go. There's our leaders on the course. Four laps to go. Four to go. That's Bruce. I'm sorry. Not Bruce. That's Michael Marks. And right on his wheel, Dave Nodiak. Michael Marks, Factory Giant, and Dave Nodiak, PV Grupo. That's the Masters 45s and the Masters 50. And they're actually two different ages there, so they're looking to earn points for their overall series, Urban Cyclocross Series winners' jerseys to be awarded in December by Hot Shop. And PA Remax going by there. That was Dave Turner. Very secure third place on the course right now, Dave Turner. Single speed fours. I think our leader coming down the hill now.
Outstanding.
All right, the Masters 45 in a photo finish, 369, just barely. Michael Marks, PB Grupo, barely nipping teammate Dave Nodiak at the line, at the finish line, the Urban Cyclocross. All right, the Masters 45 in a photo finish, 369, just barely. Michael Marks, PB Grupo, barely nipping teammate Dave Nodiak at the line, at the finish line, the Urban Cyclocross. Okay, any minute now, we're just waiting for some riders to finish here at the Urban Cyclocross, race number one. Brought to you by Palos Verdes Grupo, your host club today, and also supported and sponsored by Sprocket Cycles. Sprocket Cycles providing some tune-ups and bike repair coupons for some of our top racers out here. Sprocket Cycles, a new bike shop in Redondo Beach, right on PCH by the Riviera Village. All right, getting their start instructions now for the single speed A's.
Results going to be posted on the white board over here across from registration. First aid, if it's necessary, is located under the blue canopy on the other side of registration. Please check out the results. Once you've heard that they've been posted, check them out. Let us know if there are any problems. They become official 15 minutes after they've been posted unless we hear from you. All right, we'll get you started on a whistle.
All right, we're anticipating the race start of the big, huge single speed 1-2-3s and men's cat 3-4s. And there they go. And women's pro in category 1-2-3s. Urban cyclocross continues. All right, we're anticipating the women's elite field getting ready to start here. Hey, thanks for coming, everybody out here, too, to the Urban Cyclocross Series number 1 in a series of 5 races. Our next race is at Castaic Lake. Castaic Lake in Valencia. Castaic Lake Urban Cyclocross in conjunction with the Corba Fat Tire Festival. You can find out details at urbancyclocross.com. All right, we've still got the single speeders, 1-2-3s on the course, the women's 1-2-3s. And category 3s and 4s, we're going to have one lap to go soon at the Urban Cyclocross. Soon as our leader comes down the canyon. All right, attention riders. One lap to go, one to go. There's our leader in the single speed, Jason Burrell. One lap to go. One to go. Banning Bikes. Team Velocity, number 790, has one to go. Everybody finishes on the lap of the leader. Yoshi Yoshimoto going by there. One lap to go for this rider also. 548. That's Jeff Mabry riding from Mandalay Bay. And 366 going by at one lap to go. Nancy Klinger in Elite Women. One lap to go.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Hey, Elite Men on the line now. Big old field here. Okay, there they go.
Woohoo! Go, oh, Garnet! Garnet Vertigan!
All right.
Woohoo!
Masters 35 starting now. Urban Cyclocross is here with the men's pro winner, and I'm with
Dana Weber.
Dana Weber, congratulations for Trek winning your race. It was a close racer for a while, huh? How did it go?
Yeah, I let Gary and Jason for a little bit kind of set the early pace. They're being aggressive, and I kind of had a goal from the beginning to ride a consistent pace the whole 60 minutes, because that's a long time at cyclocross intensity.
Yeah, you guys did like a 5:50 first lap, too.
So I just hung in on the first half, and then at the fifth lap, halfway point, kind of made a move. Kind of planned it that way. It actually worked out. So it's a good day.
Very good. All right. Thanks for coming. Congratulations on your race. Win.
Yeah. Thank you guys for putting this on. Great race.
Free youth race. Hey, Archer. How you doing?
Good.
How was the race?
Good.
Good? Good job.
Good.
Did you fall? No.
You're on the radio, bud.
No, you did?
Not today? No. No. No.
All right.
Practice you did.
JoJo, how's your race?
It was good. I guess.
Good. Yeah? Want to do another lap?
It'll look easy.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well,
ask your dad or your mom. Your mom's here. Ask him.
Mom, can I do another lap?
The kids' youth race. All right. Kids' youth bike racing here at the Urban Cyclocross, and you're live on Bike Sport Radio. You'll be on the radio. Bike Sport Radio. There they go.
There they go.
They're off again.
There you go.
Watch out for the little one.
All right. Bike Sport Radio brings you youth racing, the Bike Sport Radio youth race at the Urban Cyclocross Series.
Hey, Brad, nice to see you.
Hey, Jen.
Wow, this looks like a new little system on the back of your truck. What's up with this rack here?
Yes, it is. That is the Rackster Duopod. Holds two bikes.
That's fantastic. And what's so special about this rack that's different from others?
Ah, well, it's nice and low, so you don't have to lift it up real high. You're still using one of those roof racks?
I am. And let me tell you, I get so tired of putting my bikes on top of my car, and I've heard nightmare stories about my friends running into their garage and blowing up their forces up because they forget that their bike's on top of their car.
Yes. That'll never happen with a Rackster rack.
Now, I'm kind of a low-budget bike racer. What's the price range for these things?
Ah, this is the Duopod. It's only $269.99. How about that?
That's good. Now, sometimes I need more than just two bikes. I sometimes travel with some in my car. Do they have something more than just the Duopod?
No problem. The Rackster Thorax holds three bikes, same concept as the Rackster Duopod, and it's only $449.
Wow, I got to tell you, I really like this. Where can I get one?
Well, you'll also like it because of its lightweight. The rack itself is light because it's got composite materials in the swing arms, and you can get them in Southern California at dealers in Poway, Irvine, Costa Mesa.
Great. I live in Northern California. Is there a complete list of dealers that I can find where the Rackster is?
Yes, there is. You can find more dealers at RacksterRacks.com. That's R-A-X-T-E-R, Racks, R-A-C-K-S.com.
Wow, Brad. Thanks so much. I can't wait to get one. Nice rack.
Thanks, Jen. Okay, racers and chasers, wait for the pro and expert start here, right here on Bike Sport Radio. Going off in waves. All right, and there's our starter and promoter, Robert Herber. Experts and pros only, they get an escort. Your event promoter, Robert Herber, racersandchasers.com.
You guys are on Bike Sport Radio too, internet radio.
There's the countdown.
Go!
All right, pros and experts are off.
Coming right back down.
Bike Sport Radio is here with Robert Herber, the promoter. Racers and Chasers, we're here at Coahuila Creek. How's it going this morning?
It's going great. Beautiful weather.
Oh, it's awesome. It's nice and cool out here and everything. And we're starting at 8 o'clock, right?
8 o'clock okay. Start.
Multiple waves and everything. And how's the course look? How many miles?
It's a 5-mile lap, about 640 feet elevation of gain per lap.
Okay.
And it's actually in spectacular shape right now.
Yeah, it looks great. I don't see any dust at all and everything. And we're in what desert? At Anza?
Anza Borrego Desert.
Anza Borrego. Okay, cool. Cool. Looking forward to racing. All right. And how do we find out more about your race if people are listening?
Simple. Racersandchasers.com.
Racersandchasers.com. All right, you heard it on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Robert.
Thanks, Brad.
We're here at the Racers and Chasers Coahuila Creek Awards Ceremony, Beginner Men's.
Winning Beginner Men
2010, and we're with Four Eyes Visual Intuition. I'm with Ian. How you doing, Ian?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good, good, good. You've got a new product here. You guys are the first ones to launch this. Tell us all about it and how it works. It looks like heart rate or monitors or something.
Yeah, so essentially it's going to be a device that you can clamp onto virtually any pair of glasses or sunglasses. We're also working on some additions to make sure that it'll work on visors, on hats. We're also looking at a whole bunch of other devices where you won't need to wear anything at all. And the concept is we want to be able to get your data and all your critical training and racing data to your eyes without the need to either look at a watch, which disrupts gait, disrupts your flow in a run,
right?
Or look down at your device on a bike, which means, you know,
right.
For someone like me, you're doing a race, 35 miles an hour.
And in a time trial, for example, you have a teardrop helmet. You don't want to look down because every time you flip that helmet up,
you've already got it. And we're actually doing the math on the added resistance to looking down, destroying the airflow over a teardrop helmet.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, very so nice, we're going to have that kind of data shortly. So the object is, you know, obviously we don't want to replace a lot of that technology.
Right.
We want to be an additive. So what will happen is, right now, we're trademarking view-through technology, so you can get all of your vision through your glasses with all your data. So essentially what you'll see is a series of LEDs that are multicolored, displaying your data points.
Right, those of you on radio, this device mounts right next to your eye, and it can clip onto an earpiece, I guess, or
yep.
some other configuration. It mounts
yep.
next to your eye, so it holds you right next to your eye so you can visualize it.
That's right.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. So let's say you're on power. You'll just get a sequence of LEDs from left to right. 0 on the left, 500 watts to the right. You'll know exactly where you are. They can go on either side of the glasses, so you can run with two devices. One can be displaying power, the other one can be doing something at heart rate. Because it's multicolored, the LEDs themselves will guide you into your target heart rate zone. So if you set it up as 160 is your target zone 2, when you're at 100, a very quick flashing red light will tell you you're out of your zone 2 low.
Warning. Yep.
Exactly. And one of the other things we're really proud of, we call it tip-tap technology. So as you're going, you don't want to fumble with buttons. It's dangerous. You don't want to take your hands off of your device or running
too
quickly.
Right, you got to pay attention. Right.
So a quick tap of the device, mm-hmm. and it will give you an audio cue of your exact readout.
Oh.
So let's say you know zone 3 is between 150 and 160.
Mm-hmm.
A quick tap, the audio prompt tells you 154 heart rate.
Mm-hmm.
Double tap it, you switch between segments.
Nice.
So if you double tap, it'll go from heart rate to cadence to power, and it'll cycle you through all the devices, depending on what you have synced to your device.
Right. All right.
So first launch.
Good price point, starting at $149. Visual Nutrition.
It's
yeah.
one of the things
looks
we're looking
great.
At right now.
What's so how do we find out more about this? Is there a website or address?
Yes, you can go to the number 4iiii.com.
4iiii.com.
Yeah, you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Okay.
The website is now live as of this morning.
Very nice.
And we will be shipping product by the end of this year. So just in time for the holidays.
All right. You heard it here on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks a lot, Ian.
No, thank you.
Radio continues at Interbike here. We're at Zim. Is that Zim?
Yes.
And I'm with, what's your name?
Brian.
Hey, great booth you got here. It's all green and colorful and great tasting products. It's a liquid. Tell us about your product.
Well, we have a portable electrolyte drink. It comes in an effervescent tablet. It's formulated for a water bottle. So you take a tablet out, drop it in your water bottle. It's electrolytes and B vitamins.
Oh, excellent.
No sugar, no preservatives. We have three products. One is a lemon lime, which is purely for hydration, electrolytes and B vitamins.
Okay.
The berry catapult has 100 milligrams of caffeine added to that.
Okay.
And then we have our new product, the all-natural stevia sweetener, Zim Rival Orange.
That's the orange. I tried that. Fantastic flavor, those of you listeners. It's really good. Stevia is a natural plant sweetener from, where's that from? Or some rare plant of some kind.
Very rare.
Yeah. Just now getting on the market, stevia. So how do we find out? This is an energy product for use during, right? Primarily, or
before and during.
Before and during. Okay.
Helping prevent cramps.
Right.
You need to get electrolytes in your body.
Mm-hmm.
This does it. Actually soothes your stomach. You won't get an upset stomach.
Okay.
A lot of people take sport drinks.
Right.
Getting upset stomach with all that sugar.
And where do we find out about your product? And where is it available?
You could go to gozym.com.
That's G-O-Z-Y-M.
Ask your local bike shop. It's available at Performance Sports Authority.
Sporting goods stores. Okay. Gozym.com. All right. Good product out there. Those of you listeners, check it out. Gozym.com. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
No. This is probably the only time ever.
Right, we're listening to Andrew discuss BG Bike Fit, a specialized booth.
And I think all of us here have one thing in common. We all like bicycles, and we all like ourselves. Right? And so Bike Fit, and you have somebody that's like Jan, that spends the time listening to you, spending time on your bike, and really helping you enjoy your time better, it's a really, really powerful opportunity.
Yes. Someone has a bike ready.
Very good question up here. The question is, if somebody has an existing bike and they bring it to your shop, you know, first of all, can you fit them? And then also, what kind of fee do you charge? It's a big opportunity to show somebody what your shop can do. I recommend if you have somebody that's bringing a bike in to get fit by you, they didn't buy it from you, charge the exact same amount you would if you were selling a bike in your shop, have the same fit level, because you're going to spend the same amount of time and treat them the same way, and it's a chance for you to really show them what you can do. Also, and you can fit any type of bike with this. It doesn't matter what brand bike it is. It's not that kind of system. This is a method to understand how somebody interacts with the bike and how you can make them as comfortable as possible. So if you understand how this works, you can use it for anything. The other thing is, if you do a bike fit, and I'm sure many of you out here do bike fits, you know that if you spend a couple hours with a rider, you're likely to sell them a few things. Most people need, you know, at least new handlebar tape. But oftentimes, you'll find a saddle that works better for them, makes them more comfortable, helps them be more powerful. Maybe you'll suggest new shoes. Maybe you'll have different pedals. You know, there's lots of different things. So the average bike fit done at a specialized retailer, you know, comes out to, without a new bike purchase, around $600, $800 all said and done. And that's the additional accessories. So it affects your business in big ways. But the cool thing about it is somebody spends $600 and they're okay with it because you spent the time to explain everything to them and they can really feel the difference and they can try it on the bike. Very, very cool.
Our radio's here at Bikealog, the online database of the bicycle industry. And I'm here with Adam. And tell us about Bikealog, Adam.
Bikealog is a great product. We've been cataloging the bicycle industry with parts and accessories and complete bikes all the way back to the late 80s. We have everything from your trainers all the way up to your complete bike specs and also where to get them. We've been in the industry for a long time, as I mentioned, and it's a great product. You can go in and find out everything that you need to know throughout the industry. We've also just added a number of point-of-sale integrations with a lot more to come over the coming years. So our goal is to make it easier for a shop, once again, so that they can take any products that they have within a few clicks, get that imported into your point-of-sale so you can have your dynamic information in there that's good for the one product. You're not going to have multiple products in there with different descriptions. We have everything in there that you're going to need for your manufacturer part numbers.
Millions and millions of records. I see everything here. Spokes?
Yep.
Spoke links?
We have a spoke calculator. Our spoke master's been around for a long time. It's used by a number of shops exclusively.
Right.
It's the largest database of complete rims and hubs in there. So you can go in and just select your rim and hub out of the spoke master database. And you don't have to actually go in and print down those measurements.
Nice.
So within a couple more clicks of your mouse on your browser, you can get the actual spoke links you need to make that build.
Nice.
And you don't actually have to have the hub or rim in hand to be able to get those. So you can order everything you need at the same time.
And how do people find out about Bikealog out there in the industry?
If they're not using it already, we have our website out there. It's primarily the way to do it. It's bikealog.com.
Okay.
You can always reach us on our 800 number, 800-962-1950. We're always there to answer your phone call. Even if you're not a member, you don't use us right now, give us a call. We'll help you guys out. That's what we're here
for. All right. So it sounds like if it's in the bike industry, it's in your database.
Yep.
Pretty much. All right. Thanks, Adam.
Great.
Bike Sport Radio continues at Interbike 2010, and we're here with the Canari booth, and I'm here with Eric. Eric, tell us about your product a little bit.
Well, here at Canari, we are making cycling clothing for all levels of rider, from entry-level gel short riders to the upper-end racers. We're also offering custom apparel, everything you can imagine from jerseys, shorts, bibs, skin suits, vest jackets, tri gear, running. We've got it covered. So,
wow. So if I'm just getting into cycling and I just want to start riding and I'm not really comfortable with the Lycra stuff, I can buy something like this, for example, a liner to put on underneath my shorts.
$30 retail gel liner.
Cool.
Available at most bike shops and even a lot of the big box stores. It's just going to be a core piece.
Nice.
Extra comfort, whereas a lot of liners really don't ever have padding in them. They're
right.
Just a micro fleece thing. This actually provides that.
And then when I get serious and I join a team, I can tell a team to order your custom stuff too.
Exactly.
Very good. Very good. All right. Anything else you want to add about Canari?
Well, we're a made in the USA company. The 20% of the product is 80% of our business we have to import. But you know what? We're vertical. We produce all of our custom in house, and I don't think anyone
like
can say made in the USA that often.
And how do we find out more about Canari?
Canari.com.
Canari.com. All right. Cool.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Eric.
Thank you.
Bike Sport Radio is here across Vegas with the Wheelers and Dealers on the start line. And we've got an umbrella coming up over one of the riders here at the start as they wait. Because the moon is out, it's a full moon, and we wouldn't want our riders to get moonburn out there, would we now? So we'll be having the start any minute now at Cross Vegas.
And there they go. Wheelers and Dealers.
The size of this field. 200 riders.
Bike Sport Radio is now here with Hyper Sports Drink. Hyper Sports Drink, and I'm with, what's your name?
Matt.
Matt, hey, thanks for coming out to Interbike here, and you have a new drink product called Hyper Sports Drink. Tell us a little bit about it.
Hyper Sports Drink is a unique sports drink because it combines a couple of different carbohydrates. Maltodextrin is a common one, but the unique carbohydrate is galactose.
Galactose, okay.
And
we're not talking the starship galactic, no, intergalactic.
But it sounds like that, so that's cool.
All right. So tell us about galactose.
Galactose has the unique ability to absorb through the liver, and so it takes longer to get into the bloodstream. So rather than a typical sucrose,
right, you're not getting a spike and a big boost, you're getting a slower, gradual absorption.
Yeah.
So better endurance.
Endurance. And it's loaded with electrolytes, as you might expect.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got some antioxidants, some acai berry,
Yes.
tea extract.
Right out of Brazil, huh?
And, you know, one of the key features here is that there are a lot of products that are very, very effective in the market, but they taste horrible. They really taste bad. So we spent a lot of time developing a product that actually tastes good and has good product, good components in it.
Right, and you listeners, I just sampled some, and there's no sweet aftertaste, and there's no nastiness. It's sweet. It's good. And how do we find out more about Hyper Sports Drink?
We have hypersportsdrink.com.
H-Y-P-R. Okay.
Which actually is an acronym for hydration, performance, and recovery.
Oh, so very creative. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Hey,
thanks,
you're
Matt.
Welcome. Thank you.
Export Radio's here at OIWC, and that stands for, and I'm with Sarah. Sarah, nice to meet you. And what is OIWC?
OIWC is the Outdoor Industry Women's Coalition. It's an organization that promotes women within the industry, gives them plenty of networking opportunities. We have several regional events that we members can attend, as well as online online opportunities to attend conferences as well, since not everybody's within a region. We do a lot of corporate sponsorships where organizations can sign up. They are known for supporting OIWC. They get their name and their logo out there. They also get free memberships for women within their organization. So
this is for the industry that has to do with mainly sporting and active activity.
Exactly. So
okay.
Across the board.
Very good.
It's very good.
Very good. And how do we find out more about your coalition?
You can visit www.oiwc.org and find all the information on there.
All right. Thanks. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you.
So that just about wraps up another Bike Sport Radio on Monday, October 4th. Broadcasting out of our studios in Los Angeles here on Kill Radio. Be sure and support Kill Radio. Visit killradio.org and click on Donate Now or attend one of our fundraisers for Kill Radio if you like what you hear at Bike Sport Radio. BikeSportRadio.us is our website. Thanks for listening, and we'll be talking to you next time. From Bike Sport Radio, I'm Brad House.